This is Confidence on the Go with your host, the pink-loving, unicorn-chasing, caffeine-fueled student of fitness and confidence, Trish Blackwell. This is a podcast community that celebrates life and pursues living a life worth telling a story about. You have uncommon potential within you, and you're in the right place to unleash it. Here's your host, Trish.
What's up, everyone? It's Trish Blackwell. You are listening to Confidence on the Go, the podcast about being more of who we can be each and every day. I call us a community of be morers. That is, we're striving every day to do a small investment in ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually, or as I like to say, in our mind, our movement, and our meaning. This is episode number 142, and I'm recording this right before New Year's, so I thought it was an appropriate topic to talk about how to take action, how to become an action taker, how to follow through, how to do what you say you're going to do. This week's episode, we're chatting more specifically about the difference between those who take action and those who don't. How to identify what exactly it is that is keeping you from taking action and following through on what you say you're going to do. And I've actually identified 17 ways that might be hindering you from being the action taker you want to be, and then also 15 benefits of becoming an action taker. So I'm really excited about this topic. I know it's going to be a perfect way for you to start the new year, or maybe you're listening to this at another time of year. Here's the thing, y'all. It's always appropriate to start becoming an action taker. So before we get started into the content, I do want to say that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Beauty Counter. I am a proud educator and consultant for the Beauty Counter brand. It's changing the face of America for our personal care and cosmetic products, because we're a company that stands for transparency and beautiful products. And we're asking the industry in the United States to legislate us, because I don't know if you know this, but there has not been a safety chemical law passed since 1938 in the U.S. And actually, even more astounding, the stat that really gets me riled up is that in the European Union, there are over 1,400 chemicals that are banned to be used in personal care products and cosmetics. But in the United States, only 11 of those 1,400 are banned. Now, these are known carcinogens, endocrine disruptors, things that are really causing havoc and wreck on our bodies. They're illegal in Europe, but not in the United States. So I'm all about trying to help make a change, be part of a mission that says, let's make change in the legislation of our personal care products, because I want you to be confident about who you are, how you act in life, how you work out, how you feel about yourself, but also about what you put on your body and on your family's bodies, because all of this combines into being health care overall as a full embodiment. So if you want to find more about Beauty Counter, or start shopping to make Beauty Counter a part of your life, check out beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Or if you want me to get give you some recommendations on what Beauty Counter products you might want to start with, send me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com. So I do want to tell you that you know how I always do a listener of the episode? The listener of the episode this week is actually going to be done rather than at the end of the episode. We're doing it at the beginning, because she actually inspired today's topic. Our listener of the episode is Mina Gray. And here's what she says. And I also do want to say a huge shout out and welcome to Mina, because she is joining my Beauty Counter team. And I'm really excited for her to be part of the mission to make better and safer beauty here in the United States for everyone. So that's not why she's being highlighted, though. She's being highlighted as listener of the episode. Here's what she says. Trish, listening to episode number 138, something struck me. Jessica Vaughn was talking about workouts as worship, as they are a form of obedience. I struggle with obedience in every form, from God to my marriage and to my work. I guess I'm just a little rebel. Have you done, or can you do, an episode on obedience? Thanks, Mina Gray. Now, Mina, you and I actually exchanged a couple emails about this, but I love this topic request, because no, I've not done an episode on obedience. But I think obedience is action. And so obedience is coming from a spiritual standpoint, or really just a integrity congruency standpoint of following through and doing what you say you're going to do, doing that which you want to do and you know you should do, and just getting it done. Obedience to me is the follow through. It's the action. So this is an episode that you can take in a lot of different ways. You know, this is a show that's about your mind, your movement, and your meaning. So whether you want to apply these concepts and principles I'm talking about to your spiritual life, or to your mental life, or to your physical and health pursuit life and goals, I think that the content I'm going to hopefully deliver today will inspire you in all three facets and be able to be applicable in all three facets. So that is where the idea for the topic came. And I wanted to start today's topic with a couple quotes on action. One that I really, really like from Bradley Whitford. He said, "Infuse your life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. Make your own future. Make your own love. And whatever your beliefs, honor your creator, not passively waiting for grace to come down from you from upon high, but by doing what you can to make grace happen yourself right now, right here on earth." Pablo Picasso said that action is the foundational key to all success. And the third and final quotation I wanted to share with you as we really begin digging into this awesome subject of action, Thomas Jefferson: "Do you want to know who you are? Don't ask, act. Action will delineate and define you." And I love what Jefferson says. I think so often we spend a lot of our time, well, and a combination of what Picasso was saying, is we spend so much time hoping and wishing for success and striving to figure out who we are. And here's the thing. Don't ask who you are. Start taking action. Action will delineate and define you. You start taking steps in the right direction, and you're going to figure out who you are. You're going to start seeing success start piling up, and you're going to start knowing and understanding your purpose, that how your this path is going to be laid out before you. I was thinking about a lot of what makes a distinction between, what's the difference between those who take action and those who don't. I think the main difference, really, I mean, just thinking out loud here, but the main difference is people who have the confidence to say, I'm going to move forward, and I don't know if I know how to move forward, if I'm going the right direction, but I know that that doesn't matter. What matters is that I take action. I tell this to a lot of my one-on-one clients. I don't care if we're not moving as far forward or as quickly towards our goals as we want. As long as you're taking action every week, you are doing all that you need to be doing. And that should be celebrated. So the difference between action takers and those who don't is I think it's a basic belief system. It's a belief that, look, I don't have to know all the answers. I just have to know that I'm going to keep stepping one step forward. Action is one step at a time. Action isn't knowing all the answers. I think non-action takers think that they have to have all the answers and all the steps, whereas action takers know that I don't actually even know if I'm stepping in the right direction. But I know that as long as I'm stepping, that I am stepping in the right direction. Information, y'all, is not what's scarce. We have so many resources available to us, so many podcasts, so many TED Talks, so many books, so many articles and newsletters and blogs and things that we can listen to inspire us or read to inspire us. It's almost like an information overload on goal setting, on being the best you. But I'll tell you what is scarce. It's the ability to do something with it. So what is the difference between people who actually do something with everything that they're learning? What's the difference between the listeners of this show who hear it and go, oh my gosh, I'm ready to change my life. I'm ready to change my thinking. I'm ready to leave my old me in the past and become the new me and live with confidence and joy and love and courage and faith. What's the difference? The difference between people who get off the sidelines of the game and get into the game of life is simply action. If you imagine like a soccer game and you're sitting on the bench, to get into the game, you just have to sit up, stand up. You stand up and you walk over that white line and you become a game player. That's it. You don't have to know how to play the game yet. You don't have to be even good at soccer. You don't need to be the best star in the team. You just have to start playing. And so that's what I hope to inspire you to do this week as you look forward to 2016. I really believe that every year of our lives can be our best year yet. So when I say make 2016 your best year yet, if you guys are on my email list, which I hope you are, you'll have seen that I've sent out some emails that say, hey, here's some ways to make 2016 your best year yet. And by the way, if you're not on my email and you want to be, just go to my website. There's an opt-in box, put your name in, and you'll get a bunch of free stuff, and you'll get weekly inspiration from me right to your inbox. But on another note, is what I'm saying here is that I also believe and I'm confident that you'll receive an email from me at the precipice of 2017 that says, make 2017 your best year yet, because I firmly believe that even if the circumstances of my life aren't necessarily better year by year, that certainly there are going to be different seasons of my life and highs, peaks and valleys and challenges and seasons of blessing and abundance and just joy, and then seasons of mourning and challenge and setbacks. I mean, I'm going to be realistic. Like, life is going to have its ups and downs, but what doesn't have to change is my mindset and my ability to be engaged in life. So my ability to actually live life well, I firmly believe, is going to get better every single year. And therefore, regardless of my circumstances, regardless of what is happening in that particular year, every year of my life, every year that I age, is just going to get better. Because my mental fortitude is going to get better. My wisdom is growing. My action honing abilities, my courage, my faith, all of that is growing in a deeper and deeper, more and more rooted way every year. And therefore, I can with confidence say that every year of my life is getting better. And I think that that is possible for every one of us if we become action takers, if we actually take into account and realize that these dreams and goals and a lot of the sub things I've been, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, the things that we talk about on the show, y'all, if you put them into action, if you do them, you can... This stuff works. You can actually live this out. You can change your thought life. You can change your way you live. You can change the way you feel. So here, the first thing we need to do in order to really, for me to follow through on what I'm promising today, I'm teaching you today and hopefully inspiring you with ways on how to take action in your life. So first, in order to know how to take action, I wanna share with you the list of 17 ways I think that are hurdles that prevent a lot of people from taking action. And this is a list I've compiled, but just by watching people and studying people and working with clients over the last 10 years. But these are the things that hinder us from taking action. And they're in no particular order. But as you think about this, I want you to think what categories you might be more susceptible to falling into. So number one, I think people don't take action because they're being too busy, keeping themselves busy rather than living the life that they wish to live out. So I think, and another way to say that is that we don't take action because we confuse the difference of success as being productive and busy versus living well. So I think action takers, people who really want to do something significant, an action that matters towards goals, sometimes we don't take action because we keep ourselves so freaking busy doing stupid stuff, saying yes to all these obligations that we don't really want to say yes to, not putting boundaries and parameters around our life, not building white space in. We're too busy to take action. We're too busy doing the stuff that we don't really want to do and the stuff that doesn't matter and the stuff that we need to learn to say no to, the stuff that we do to try to impress other people, that we don't have time to take action on the things that really do matter, on our true priorities. Another reason I think we don't take action is that we overanalyze our past, meaning that we overanalyze the mistakes we've made in the past or the falsities that people maybe have told us about who we are or limitations that we might have. And we allow this overanalyzation to prevent us from being a new person now, knowing that like our past, you guys, it simply does not define us. Too many of us live by who we think we were in the past, and that limits us. And instead, I encourage you to realize that your past does not define you, it refines you. The third way, that we hurdle, that we create hurdles for ourselves and walls to climb over, and action taken is an overanalysis of the future steps that need to be taken. So we sometimes we say, yes, I'm so pumped. I've got all these great goals. I'm going to start taking action. And then you think, oh my gosh, I have so far to go. So we get so overwhelmed with how far we think we have to go or how many steps we need to take in this journey that we're reluctant to start the journey at all. And so we get lost in the fog instead of understanding that the fog is part of the process. And when I say fog, I really want you to imagine that as you embark upon a journey of a goal or taking action of any type, you're not going to know all the steps. And if you know all the steps, then you've started way too late. You got to start when you're not really sure what to do. And that, you know, just like you're driving your car in the fog, if I get in my car and I say, gosh, I'd really like to go shopping at Target today, but it's foggy out. And I go, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to see the way. And I don't go. Well, that would just be ridiculous, right? So I get in the car and I know, wow, even though I can't see more than 3 feet in front of me, I have confidence that as I move forward 3 feet, I'm going to see the next 3 feet because I'm driving in a car that has lights that illuminates my path. And as I inch forward as I make my way towards Target to go shopping and to buy my cup of Starbucks, I'm going to be able to see the way. So fog is part of the journey, but I think sometimes since we can't see the whole way, we just go, well, I'll just wait till it doesn't get foggy. It's just not realistic. The fourth way is that often we don't take action because there's no true accountability or no system in place to ensure that we take action. Fifth way that really prevents us is a lack of desire for real change. So, y'all, there's a lot of people out there who say they want to change, but they really don't because they're afraid of what they don't know. We got to realize that real life starts outside of our comfort zone and starts when we don't know. And it's scary. It's really intimidating to know, like, I don't know what that's going to look like. What if I don't like it? Well, then you'll figure it out. But I think sometimes we don't change. We say we want to change and then we self-sabotage because we don't really want to change. So if you're in that boat, I really encourage you. And that's why it's so important to journal and really get deeper and deeper into the why do you want to do what you say you want to do? Why is it important? Ask yourself that question, why, 5 times deep, and then you're going to get to the real nitty-gritty of why it matters to you. We're on number six. People don't take action because they keep their goals and desires to themselves. It's so important to have the courage to share your goals with someone else. Even if you're writing it down and sharing it with your spouse, your significant other, posting it on your fridge, emailing it to me, you have to get it out to the world that this is what I'm going to do. Because then when you put it on paper and then when you share it with someone else, it becomes much more real. When it becomes real, there's a call and urgency and pressure on you to follow through. So you start to follow through. So the people that don't, when you keep a goal to yourself because you're afraid it just might be too big for you, or I don't know, maybe you set the goal before, so you're embarrassed that you're setting it again. Well, when you keep it to yourself, you're not going to, it's going to stay there. You're less likely to follow through. Number seven, sometimes we create hurdles for ourselves in being able to take action because we take everything too seriously, overthinking what needs to be done and what taking action might actually look like because we expect for perfection of ourselves. Let's stop taking ourselves so seriously because it really prevents us from being able to step forward. Number eight, another big hurdle is perfectionistic thinking, or kind of like we were talking about with a fog and waiting for perfect circumstances for me to drive to Target. We often try to wait for the perfect circumstances. Oh, I'm going to start my diet on Monday. I'm going to do this when this. A lot of those if-when statements, what's the point? Why not start now? Every day you put a goal off is one day further away from you reaching that goal. Every day that you push your happiness back or your real pursuit of positive change is one day further away you are from that positive change. The only person you're hurting is you. Another way is that we really sabotage ourselves from action taking is, let's just call it what it is. Sometimes we're lazy and we embrace the procrastination as part of our lifestyle. So really what I would call this is, we like to say that we're going to take action when we feel like it, but here's here's the unfortunate news I have to share with you as a natural action taker. Sometimes you just don't ever get to feel like it. So we have to get past that this misconception that we're going to feel like taking action at some point. I don't think we actually will. I think you sometimes just got to do what you just got to do. Sometimes we don't take action because of feelings of unworthiness. I think sometimes we battle inadequacies and we resign ourselves to sort of slumping ourselves down and making ourselves small in life. And there's nothing that doesn't get us anywhere. But because we feel so down and out or so hopeless, we think, who am I to be able to pursue that goal? So we then say, well, maybe in 2 years I'll be ready to do that. That's just ridiculous. You're lying to yourself. Take action now and you'll be amazed at where you'll find yourself. Last couple of ways, we overthink and we overconsider the possible hurdles that lay ahead of us instead of trusting in our own ability to surmount these hurdles when they come. So we sort of, if you will, it's this a lack of self-efficacy, belief in yourself, and confidence that you will have the personal resilience and adaptability to take on whatever challenges or curves in the road that might come. That what if number 12, this 12th way that we resist taking action is by clinging to the what if mentality. Well, if I do this, well, what if this happens? Or what if this happens? Or what if I can't? Or what if I can? Or what if I get too much attention? Or what if I feel overwhelmed? Or what if they ask me to speak because this is successful? I'm afraid to stand in front of people. And there's so many what ifs, and what ifs are prisons. Every time you think what if, I want you to pretend that you're putting shackles on your hands and your wrists and your ankles. And they prevent you. That the what if mentality literally ties and binds you to be able to go nowhere. You become a prisoner to your own thoughts. The 13th way that we really create hurdles for ourselves is the lack of true vision, is not taking the time to have clarity about what your goal and your dreams and your visions and the direction you want to pursue actually is, and what you want your life to look like. Because here's the reality, y'all. It's hard to have enthusiasm to take action when you can't even envision what it is that you're making the effort to take action towards really is. The reason why people who take action are able to take action is because they have enthusiasm towards doing. They know the power of taking action and they know what they're moving it towards. Well, if you don't have a vision and you don't really see that vision as a possibility and something that you could actually achieve, it's really hard. Well, it's kind of futile. Why should you take action? And so if you find yourself in this boat, I really encourage you to do my annual guidebook. It takes anywhere between an hour to 3 hours, but take as much time as you need. It's the best investment you can do in yourself. It's free. You can get it at trishblackwell.com/guidebook. It's a quick download. And by the way, guys, I've had a handful of people say they had trouble downloading it once they got the email. Just a heads up, when you get emails from my email server, sometimes with an attachment included, sometimes depending on what phone you have, it won't download to your phone. They typically have to be, they're documents that need to be downloaded to your PC or to your laptop. If for any reason you've been unable, but you've tried to get the guidebook, just shoot me an email and I'll send it right to you. My email, y'all, is so simple. You won't be able to forget it. It's trish@trishblackwell.com. But go to trishblackwell.com/guidebook. And those are the 48 questions that I would encourage you to ask yourself to create vision for yourself in 2016. That way you have the vision to be able to then therefore take action on. The 14th way, 14th hurdle is unbelief in our ability to change or do something great. And that's a confidence issue. Another thing that prevents people from taking action is sticking to what's comfortable and to the status quo. Sometimes we don't want to disrupt what other people are doing when we find ourselves comfortable being kind of like everyone around us. And I'll tell you what, man, when you kick the status quo in its teeth, life is just amazing. Please, 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 I beg you, don't settle for what society just says is normal. I think so many people are underliving their true potential and their true joy. So don't compare yourself to others. Stop sticking to what's comfortable and go push yourself a little bit. Another, two last two things that prevent us from really taking action are fear of change, but then also absence of a basic and effective system to create action as a daily way of life. And I'm going to address this last one, a systematic approach to action. It starts as simple as just saying every day, here's my system for you. Ready? Two things. From here on out, starting today as you listen to today's episode, you are going to do one thing every day that scares you, and you're going to take action on one thing that you've been putting off. Period. Do one thing every day that scares you and take action on something that you've been putting off or something that really matters to you. Okay, so here are the 15 benefits of being an action taker, and hopefully these are going to inspire you to go, okay, I'm ready to bite the bullet. I'm ready to do what's uncomfortable, which is doing one thing every day that scares me and taking action on one thing that is very important every single day. Okay, number one, you become someone true to your word. That is, you do what you say you're going to do. The second benefit is you feel more at peace and congruent in who you are, because you know you will do what you say and intend to do. Being that the goals that you set aren't just goals, they become realities before they actually you even start working towards them. It changes how you see yourself when you become an action taker. Number three, you achieve your goals with more ease because, well, you've just created a system and an obligation to yourself to say, I'm going to just do it. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm tired of being someone who says I'm going to do it and then I don't. And then I find myself having the same goal year after year, which makes you feel crappy. Of course, you don't feel good about yourself. Action takers, they feel good about themselves because as long as you do something moving you in the right direction, well, you've done a good job. You've had a day well lived. Number four, you become more confident in what is possible for you in life. I'll tell you, when you know and you identify yourself and as one of your core characteristics as an action taker, you can become more confident in what is possible for you in life. Number five, listen, when you're an action taker, you get to avoid the trap of procrastination. Procrastination is like a mud pit, a sinking hole. It just seeps you in and you procrastinate on one thing and then all of a sudden everything else starts dominoing into that. And then you feel behind and then you feel overwhelmed and then everything gets backed up and then you're just surviving. You're just making it through the day. And I'll tell you what, life is so much better and you owe it to yourself to not just make it through the day. You owe it to yourself to live each day to the max, to enjoy each day. And you enjoy each day by not getting stuck into that mud pit of sinking hole of procrastination. So by simply being somebody who's an action taker and getting into the habit of taking action every day, especially when you don't feel like it, that's the key. Especially when you don't feel like it, you're going to know that procrastination sort of, it's off the table for you. It's not an option anymore. Even if it's been an option for you for the last 40 years, it's possible for you today to say, no longer an option. I am now an action taker. The sixth benefit of being an action taker is that you end up having actually way more real free time. So when you get stuck in procrastination mode or you keep pushing your dreams back or your actions back or just, you think, oh, I should be doing this. You end up having free time as a result, but it's not quality free time. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of anxiety, heavy-hearted, like I should be doing something else, but I'm going to do this instead, and I feel guilty, and I feel burdened, and I can't really fully enjoy myself. Here's the thing. When you take action and you just get done what you need to get done, when you're done with what you need to do, then your real time, the free time that you have, is real free time. Then that's the free time you have to really just be you, to pursue your hobbies and your crafts and really sit down and enjoy a good book or watch a TV show guilt-free or go for a walk and spend time with a friend. You get real free time back. Seventh benefit is you actually are more trusted by others. So being somebody of action, you end up being someone that's more trustworthy. If you think about this, there's certain people who I know who are action takers. And in my personal life, when they say that they're going to show up, whether it's showing up for coffee or whether it's a lunch or maybe it's a party or whatever they said, or maybe something that they're helping me out with, Do you know that feeling when someone commits to you, but then you're like, yeah, so most of the time they cancel, or sometimes they don't even tell you, they just don't show. You know, that the little bit of anxiety you feel, you're like, ah, it's a 50-50. I hope that they follow through today. You don't really trust that person, right? I know we all have people like that. So I think about those people, and then I versus someone who I know, oh no, so-and-so always does what they say they're going to do. So today, when I know that they're going to meet me for coffee and I've rearranged my whole day around that, I know it's going to be great. I trust that person. I also, therefore, inherently, because I trust that person as far as them following through on just basic obligations and agreements that they have with me, I trust them on a deeper emotional level as well. I trust them with my heart. I trust them with my stories because I know there's someone that says that does what they say they're going to do. So when they say they're going to keep something close to heart and keep it in their own confidence, I believe them. So it's this congruency that we get to have. So if you end up being more trustworthy and trusted by others, here's the next thing. The next step off of that, the eighth benefit, is that you actually ultimately, the same effect that you give to others, you also give to yourself. You start learning to trust yourself when you start becoming someone who follows through. So a lot of confidence is based in self-trust. And so for those of you looking for more self-confidence, whether it's in your body image or whether it's just in your personal image and in your own personal belief system of having confidence as a human being, that you are valuable and worthy, a lot of that is based in your ability to trust yourself and trust the truth that God says about you. And so as you learn to follow through and you take action and you're obedient in the things that you've committed to in life, you're going to start realizing, like, look, I can trust myself. And therefore, if I can trust myself, the things that I'm learning about myself are trustworthy as well. And I tell you, it's just a complete shift and transition in your mindset. The ninth benefit of being an action taker is you believe in yourself and your ability to leave a legacy that matters. That belief system is increasing. That really builds off of the trust that you've built in yourself. The 10th benefit is that you end up not being as afraid to do what intimidates you because you just do it without overthinking it, without letting it linger on your to-do list. Because since we talked about this earlier, you've become someone that says, I refuse to be someone who procrastinates. Procrastination is now off the table. It simply is not an option in my toolbox. Therefore, when something's intimidating or something overwhelms me, or I'm scared to send that email, or I'm scared to do that one thing, I just get it done because I want it off my list. I know that pushing it back isn't making it go anywhere. It's just becoming a bigger and bigger problem. So I just get it done. And so it's cool, as goes to how I, you know, what I said, if there's one strategy I was going to give you today, that dual strategy of saying, do one thing every day that scares you and do one thing, take action on something significant every single day. So doing one thing every day that scares you, sometimes is that big, scary thing that you want to take action on. But guess what? The more you practice facing your fear, the less afraid you are to do a lot of things in life. You get used to it. And all of a sudden, you become someone that's way more courageous and brave and bold than you ever imagined possible. The 11th benefit of being an action taker is that you become free from the feeling of prolonged dread that often comes with putting off taking action on doing the things that we don't want to do. So you get free from that feeling. And these can be big things or small things. I think I mentioned this before on the podcast. Like, oh, I hate emptying the dishwasher. I hate it. I love loading it. I don't mind washing it. I actually enjoy hand washing dishes. I hate emptying the dishwasher. It's like a minute and a half task because I have a small dishwasher. Like, it really is not a big deal. But because I sort of dread it, when I first thing in the morning, while I'm listening to some nice music, worship music, I'm in a good mood, and you know, Ellie's having a good time, maybe singing. That's when I empty the dishwasher. I do it right away rather than, it's a task that I can do at any point in the day. But because I'm an action taker and because I know the benefit I'm going to feel when that's done, I just get it done. And this, again, small, this is a small version of a day-to-day thing, but it frees me from that sort of dread. Every time I would walk in the kitchen, if I didn't do it, I'm like, oh, there's that thing I need to do. When you become an action taker, you don't have to feel like that anymore. The 12th benefit is that you can make plans for your future and really start to paint your life And while you can't always control the circumstances of what your life will look like, you always can control the way you experience life, and then you can therefore master the art of living beautifully. It's a little bit what we talked about at the beginning of the show about believing that every year has the ability to be your best year yet. When you are an action taker, you know that the plans you make, now your plans, now they may vary and mold and change, but the direction you're going and you're painting your life, the art of living beautifully and confidently will manifest itself. And so you have confidence in that. It's an amazing peace that you can have on your heart that while you don't know exactly what it's going to look like, you know that it's going to be good. The 13th benefit is that you're going to build this innate and natural wisdom and enthusiasm about life. And I tell you, I think enthusiasm is one of the key secrets to like living life with joy and to the absolute fullest. And here's what's so cool is that your enthusiasm is going to translate into joy for life. And then that joy becomes overflowing and contagious to others. Because when you take action, you see results. When you see results, you get stoked and pumped up. So it's a natural enthusiasm. Even if you don't consider yourself the most enthusiastic person, I can almost put money on it that if you were someone that you started becoming more of an action taker, if you started becoming the action taker that you want to be, you would start seeing the results that you'd only dreamed and hoped for. And when you see those results, you're going to be pumped. You're going to be enthusiastic without being able to contain yourself. And so it's contagious. And then it's addictive. So you get that enthusiasm. You see the results. You know they're a result of you taking action. So then it therefore becomes easier and easier to take action. And then your enthusiasm for life becomes more and more natural and is this constant, steady state in who you are. The fourth benefit of being an action taker is that you learn to have patience in navigating the fog, knowing that you don't always have to know all the steps, what all the steps are, and that you can live by day, and it builds this trust in knowing that God's going to direct your path. When you know that you can learn to let God be God and let his peace that he offers you be something that you can actually abide in, all you do is take action in obedience to keep moving forward. You keep stepping forward in faith and you keep moving forward and you just navigate the fog knowing it's not you in charge. And that's what's so beautifully freeing. But you don't just sit back and expect grace, this thing to happen. You step forward and you walk and you live in the peace of knowing that God is good and he wants what's good for you. And so you just keep stepping along and he's going to direct your path. And the 15th way that being an action taker really is, I think, awesome, is that you can inspire others to follow their dreams and goals and to be action takers themselves by them simply watching your example. They're going to see all these changes in your mentality and in your lifestyle. And they're going to go, wow, what is it that's changed in this person? For some reason, they're doing what they say they're going to do. They're just taking small daily steps of action. And my goodness, there's a compound effect. A compound effect that just keeps building upon itself that results in achievement, success, joy, enthusiasm, and a life well lived. And so a couple of things I wanted to share as we kind of close out this topic, and hopefully you're pumped up and as stoked as I am to take action. But a few things is, and again, I told you, for me, I'm sort of a natural action taker. I've always have been. I love it. If someone asked me what one distinguishing factor in me and in as a person, what has helped me as an athlete, what has helped me as a professional, what has helped me in my writing in my career, what has helped me in my pursuit and development of my business, what is the one thing that's distinguished me from other people? I think it, honestly, y'all, it's nothing other than the fact that I'm willing to take action. There are a lot of people way more talented than me, a lot of people way smarter than me that don't do anything. They think about all the stuff that they want to do, that maybe they want to do, create something similar to the path that I've been kind of unfolding for myself. But the reason that they haven't, that I have, There's only one thing that I've been willing to take action. I'm willing to fail. I'm willing to put myself out there. Because I know if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fumble, I'm going to stumble, I'm going to fall down. But here's what I do know about myself. I know that I always take action. So when I fall, I'm going to take the action to stand up and then step forward again. So that's what's, so for me, there, as a natural action taker, I really wanted to share what is it that's helped me be the most successful as far as in my own current journey. Y'all, it's nothing that I'm really, not that I'm, I would say the nothing I'm doing other than taking action. Action is, as we said, as I think it was Picasso who said, it's the foundational key to all success. And so, if you want to distinguish yourself this year, if you want to do something great and you want to live life to the absolute fullest and with your absolute heart full of joy and love, I really do believe that all you have to do is to do something small, take action on something that will move your needle forward in the right direction every single day. So as a natural action taker, I like to tell others a couple things. Here are a couple recommendations. I've already mentioned them, but in summary, I wanted to kind of conclude and close the show out with this. You won't always feel like it, and that's okay. Do it anyways. The first 2 minutes of taking action is always the hardest, always. And sometimes it's the first 20 seconds of just saying, okay, I'm going to do this project. I'm going to do this task. Well, and also for running, by the way, for me, the first 2 miles always, they stink. I hate them. I can run 24 miles and enjoy 22 of those 24. Those first two, blah. But that's okay. I know that part of action for me in running is just getting past those first 2 miles. So know that the first 2 minutes in general, that's an average of taking action is always the hardest. Push past that and it gets easier and it gets enjoyable. The more action you take, the easier and more natural taking action will become. Action always comes with a reward. You're going to feel proud of yourself. You're going to get a natural high and you'll be inspired to take action on a few more things. So therefore, it becomes this addictive cycle in its own way. I love this. And this has been said about workouts. I'm sure you've heard this about workouts, but I believe this about anything you're going to take action on. You'll never regret taking action. You'll always regret procrastinating. Here's another little truth nugget for you. Anyone can become an action taker. And I don't care if you've never, if taking action has been something you've struggled with your whole life and following through and doing what you say you're going to do has been a struggle. I don't care if that's been part of who you are. It's not who you are anymore if you decide that. Because becoming an action taker is a state of mind and is dependent upon a mentality of organizing your life to do it, of deciding I'm going to do one thing every day that scares me. I'm going to set up an accountability system for myself. I am going to do what I say I'm going to do, and I'm going to do something that's significant towards taking action every day. Do one thing every day that scares you. And also another way to phrase that, doing something significant, is sometimes I put it to myself this way, Trish, what's the one thing you don't want to do today? Do that. So, you know, do one thing every day that scares you, and also do one thing every day that you don't want to do. Get it done. Train yourself to say, look, it's like eating broccoli. Kids don't want to eat broccoli. You got to do it. So same thing. Do one thing you don't want to do every day. Some things, we just need to do it. And in that sense, eat the frog. Do the one thing you most dread first and just get it done. You're going to feel, it's such a small yet big win that then dominoes into more action and then enthusiasm. I want you to re-identify yourself as an action taker. Make it part of your identity and part of the characteristic terms that you prescribe to yourself. Start writing it in your journal. Make an alarm on your phone that says, that pops up at noon every day, hey, action taker, take action today. If you struggle to take action, set two times of your day, alarm, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., take action. And everything you do, you stop and you take action on those two things you need to take action on that day. And then finally, get an accountability partner, buddy, or coach. It's so essential to have somebody that's going to hold you to it. Set up rewards and consequences for yourself. But I think it's most important to know that this is a type of living and a type of personality trait that isn't a personality trait. It's something that you can choose to do. And today, I challenge you to choose to become an action taker. And that's it for today's episode. We've already done the listener episode. You guys, I hope you have an absolutely amazing new year. I love you. I'm so honored to get to be part of this community. And if you aren't yet following me on Facebook, come hang out with me. It's Trish. Well, it's facebook.com/TrishBlackwellFitness. And if you haven't gotten your guidebook for 2016, get you clarity so that you can get to take action. You can get that at TrishBlackwell.com/guidebook. And then finally, if you want to take action and you're not sure where to start, I highly encourage you to consider one of my coaching programs. They're all done entirely online. One's a 7-day program that's called my Emerge Experience. You can find out more info about that at TrishBlackwell.com/emerge. It's 7 days of 15 minutes a day that you take action on yourself. It's the perfect reset. It's the perfect start and launch program for 2016. Now, if you want to take action even deeper and you want to work one-on-one with me in a 30-day program that's personalized and customized to you, I want you to take a look at my breakout program. You can find info about breakout at TrishBlackwell.com/breakout. Now, guys, go have an amazing, amazing action-oriented day. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for listening. You can get more resources and coaching from Trish at www.trishblackwell.com. And if you love the show, please post a review in iTunes so that more people can join in on this community of confidence. Now, go conquer your day with confidence.